Yeah, I think you whitelist by call sign or something. I don't remember what you did. But I think that's why I can get in this way. But it uses All-Star's authentication system to say, yes, this is so and so, right? But it's always going to show their call sign, right? So unless somebody hacked your account, and got a token or whatever and logged in, you're going to see a call sign, so you'll know who to block, right? So if somebody's causing grief or whatever, it's like, ah, it's that call sign. I'm not going to make up a call sign, but it's like W3TF or something like that. Poor guy. You could block that person, and then you wouldn't have any problem. But the best way to do it is just to have a separate node where you allow this traffic in, and then you can disconnect it, kind of like the 1990, like you got.
All right, I don't have a whitelist anymore. I used to have a whitelist, but remember, VoIP could only do one or the other, whitelist or blacklist. So I had an extensive whitelist set up for 48.4.12, but I couldn't have a blacklist, and I got myself in trouble for not having a blacklist. So I had to completely rebuild my server and turn off a whitelist and create a blacklist so I could succumb to the pressure.